Well, one thing that is interesting is the fact that Boeing has announced they're going to dismantle their DEI department.
Yeah. Now, first and foremost, the Boeing strike could end this week. We hope it does, as the striking workers are going to be voting on a third offer presented by management. This one's going to offer a 38% pay increase over 4 years with some productivity bonuses. But you're right. At the same time, management's decided to eliminate their Global Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion department. Now, they're obviously not saying that diversity is no longer important, but what they're saying is the priority is to find the best qualified candidate, period. We've seen John Deere do this, Harley-Davidson, Jack Daniels, and a lot of other companies that have taken this step. Now, you look at United Airlines, they have a DEI directive where they say a certain percentage of future pilots are going to be women or minorities. Now, that's fine if we've got an adequate pool of qualified candidates, but in aviation, we don't. So I don't want to see a quota filled with a less experienced pilot, because to me that reduces our overall safety factor. If I've got an opening and I've got a pilot that has 12,000 hours and another candidate with 2,000, I want to hire the one with the most experience. But if the 12,000-hour one happens to be a man, 2,001 happens to be a woman, and you're trying to fill a quota, well, then all of a sudden you shift from the most experienced pilot to a less experienced one just to fill a quota. And I'm sorry, that's just stupid, and we need to look for the best qualified candidate, period.
And that's probably the reason, or among the reasons, why Boeing made this decision. In regards to another airline, Southwest Airlines is hiking their bag fares after the two free big time.
Yeah, they are. In fact, you know, they got the bags fly free policy on Southwest, and that's still the case. But if you show up with an oversized or overweight bag, look out. Those fees have gone up as of last week. You're allowed to have a 50-pound bag, but let's say you pack a little bit more and it's 51, they're going to charge you $150 for that bag. If that bag weighs 71 pounds, they're going to charge you $200. So if you've got an oversized bag that's too big, $200 a pop for each one of those. So when you look at Southwest, it's not every bag flies free, because that's not the case. They make tens of millions of dollars a year on bag fees, but if you travel with more than two, and if they're overweight or oversized, you're going to be paying more than ever, because they hiked those fees as of last week, and catching a lot of people by surprise.
And what about hub delays?
If you're flying today, we're going to have some issues. So the issues are going to be in Chicago and Detroit for sure. May have some issues in Minneapolis. Those are going to be the three problem children of the day. Denver may give us some issues later in the day. But other than that, unless you're going to Seattle, it's raining there, but it always does. But really, I think Detroit, Chicago is going to be the two biggest delays. Minneapolis and Denver should get better as the day progresses.
Okay. Well, we hope that things go very steady today. Jay Ratliff, always very kind to join us here. Jay, have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.